Okay, today's daf is Pesachim Yerushalmi Daf Dalet, and we are on the top of Dalet and Aleph, and we're talking about different types of stacks of the wine of the Martev, as we saw in the Mishnah back on the Daf Beis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the different days within Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and the different shapes of the wine presses as we sellers, as we discussed, that there might be a chash that a waiter, somebody working for the owner might have gone there to bring up some wine in the middle of the meal and brought some chametz in there, and that's why one has to check. That's a makam shem achrisim b'chametz. Unlike oil, as we said in the last daf, shemen yesh lo keva. Shemen oil has kfius, it has a certain amount, so therefore you would assume that that would be gotten at the beginning of the meal, and there's no chash for chametz in the martif of shemen. But in the martif of wine, we said ein lo keva for wine, and therefore you always have to be worried. This is only by a martef, by an otsar, not that we said yesh otsar ka martef, yesh martef ka otsar. L'maisa, it just has to be whether there's actually a chance of chametz in there or not. If there's a chance, then there's a chiya bedika, and if there's no chance, then there's no chiya bedika. And how much do you have to do bedika? As we saw, depending on the shape of the martef, how many rows, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says now here on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, where we are up to nishtamish b'chatzi shura. What happens if you used a half of a shura of wine? That's the only spot that you know where the person might have been. Do you have to check the whole shura? What about only the half the shura? Right? Is that good enough? So again, it's an interesting question. Is this, if it's all just about practicality, about where chametz was or not, so then you should say that, of course, it's only half the shura. It's only half the shura is a makam shebachritza b'chametz, unless you say there's a chance that it, crumbs got. Now, if you use half, mistama, there's a chance that crumbs got on the other half. But is this just more of a practical question? Or is there something, as we've seen, there's a higher standard just above and beyond the natural chashos where chametz might be. Could be that Chazal instituted a chovas bedika, and there might be cases where it goes above and beyond just the general what is required, as we'll see soon. But now let's just for this. Neshamish b'chatzi shura. Pshita osa sheneshamish la yeshla. So the one, the half that you used, osa sheneshamish yeshla lifnim mimena v'shalamata mimena. So then you have to do the row that is in front and under, right? Like that's one of the first day that we just saw at the bottom of the previous amud, right? Mandamar shalafnim mimena kolshke shalamata mimena. So within Beis Hillel, you have to do the top one and the one that's inside of it and the one that's right under it. So those edge ones. Osa shalonish tamish, but what about the other half that you didn't use? Yeshla lefnim mimena v'shalamata mimena. Do you have to do that? So no answer. No answer given to that question, whether it goes above and beyond what you actually used. The Gemara just adds, had the tamar bin mechulalos. This whole issue that we're talking about, that you might have to move some wine barrels, is the mechulalos. If there is space, if there's space between the barrels, then there's a chance chametz might have gotten in, and therefore you have to move them to make sure there's no chametz in there. Aval ba'afutzos, what if you have, like in some of the pictures, they're tightly packed on each other. Chametz didn't get in between them. Meaning in between the piles of the barrels, but not between the barrels themselves that are tightly on one on top of another. So in that case, if there are futzos that are tightly on, you don't have to check in between them. Ma veralena saner video. You just move a candle near it, and that's all you have to do. You have to be ma'aver them from place to place, because there's no chametz in there. Ma'aver alena saner ubidio. Hada amra shechashu l'nefila. So isn't this, in general, if there was some space there, wouldn't that reflect that we are choshesh linafila, right? The issue that came up a few days ago. Are we choshesh, not just chametz was brought somewhere, but chametz might have rolled somewhere or dropped somewhere without knowing? Amar Pinchas, diyafo, no. Ani omer, b'shoshes sidron hichlat shom chametz. The whole issue here isn't just about later falling, but maybe when they put the barrels there in the first place. Right? It was placed. That's why you have to check in all these places. Because you're worried about hanachas chametz, not nefilas chametz. And therefore, there's no raya, for our case that we said before about nefila. Okay. Says the Gemara. Next Mishnah, second Mishnah here in Maseches Pesachim. Ein choshishin. Ein choshishin. We are not choshesh. And this Mishnah appears on Daf Tes in the Bavli. Ein choshishin shemagir rechulda. We're not worried, we're not concerned that after you checked a certain house, that your checking is no good because maybe a weasel, maybe a type of rodent, brought chametz from somewhere else and brought it back into the chametz place that you checked. Why? You don't have to be worried that maybe the cholda brought chametz from a house to a house or from a place within a chatzer. Imkain, because if you start worrying and are concerned about that, then there's no end. From a yard to a yard, from a city to a city, you'll never be able to assume that the chametz was checked, right? For, and therefore there's a bayis baduk. You never assume that because, maybe something happened. And the Gemara is going to have a line, as we'll see Bezhev soon. And is it possible for all Jews and every Jew to check everything at the exact same time, right, in the world? Right, so it's impossible. So in Ladover Sof, and therefore, once something is checked, and you don't have any, you don't undermine that chazaka, this cheskaso baduk, you don't have to undermine that for any reason. If you look in Rashi on Daftes, Irem Sachim, in Choshesh Shem Agira Cholda, Rashi says, Ein choshesin kishe badak zavezu. Uba livdok zu. You checked one corner, and now you want to check the other corner. Shema betok sheba livdok zu. Maybe when you came to the second one, gira rachulda chametz lamakam abaduk. Maybe, a chulda took chametz from the check place. Vitzricha lachs of a livdok. Right? And you have to be choshesh about that. Sheim kain, shebas lachush laka. Because if you are choshesh for this, as Rashi, harigam mechaz lachazu yesh lomar. So if you're worried that it happened from house to house and makan dogas, or even from two chatzers, yish lomar kach, ani badakti kodem lechavirai. I checked before my friend checked his chatzer. Ulacher bedikasi hevia chulda chametz mechatzer lechaviri lechatzeri. Ve'en l'davar sof. Vav chametz chatzer mamish kamer elakol batei chatzer kari chatzer. So Rashi says, you don't have to be choshesh. Well, that's an amazing havamina. The Mishnah even has to say this. You might have thought that you have to check. Right, once you like, that means that's higher than regular rules of chazaka. It's higher than regular rules of chazaka. Because we know, what is the source of chazaka? We have in the first parak of Maseches Chulin, we have, rove, right? Ruba de lesa kaman and chazaka are, similar type of, concepts. We're not going to get to the chilukim right now. But the Gemara there talks about, Chazaka on the Yud Amabez. The Gemara says, "How do you know the principle of Chazaka?" Let me just find the line here. It will be Surin. Minah Milsa Damar Rabbanan Uki Milsa Chazake. How do you know? How do you know they're supposed to leave the trust to Chazaka? Amar Shmuel Bar Nachman Amar Yonasan Amar Kra. V'yatzah Kohen Min Abayis Al Pesach Abayis V'skiras Abayis Shavas Yamim. Right, a Kohen goes to check a Bayis Hamenuga, a house that has Saras. And he goes out of the house and he pronounces that it has saras. Maybe in the last 10 seconds it lost its saras. Right? You saw 10 seconds ago that the house has saras. Maybe when you went out, it's no longer saras. No, that's the cause of chazaka. You saw 5 seconds ago with saras. So you can assume nothing changed. Assume nothing changed. That's the halacha. Dilma denafik va'asa batzer le shi'ura. Maybe it got smaller on your few seconds on the way out. Elolav mishum damrinan uki achezke. Right, maybe you went out, and that's why that's chazaka. The Gemara continues about that makar. That's chazaka. The Gemara goes into what's the makar for rove, but that's chulin on daf yirma beis. So if you think about that kind of chazaka, then you assume things stay the same. So the Mishnah has to go out of its way here to say, but don't think that things changed, as if I would have thought otherwise. As if I would have given to the Rashi sounds like, and the Gemara sounds like that I would have there might have been a higher standard here. At a bit of higher standard here. So the Pnei Yeshua here in the Psachim Daf Tes says, yeah, maybe based on the Magen Mishnah. Right? Based on the Magen Mishnah. The Magen Mishnah, okay, we'll quote this Magen Mishnah, again. But the Magen Mishnah says, has a line that Bdikas Chametz doesn't rely on regular rules of Chazaka. Because after all, Nitkana al Hasafik. The whole thing is a Safik. You're not sure if Chametz is there. It's a Makam Shemachnisid Bo Chametz, but you don't know if Chametz was there. So why can't you just rely on that? Maybe chametz is not there. Right? Why I have to go and check, but it was niskanala suffix. Therefore, we're going to see examples that even where maybe there's a case of sveksveka. That's what the Peshu was talking about. Sveksveka lakula, I would normally say. No, not by chametz. Not by bedikas chametz. Right? You'd have to go above and beyond the normal rules, of checking because that is the niskanala suffix. I'll just read you the line. The new line is dieti liyashiv kolasugya lefi shitas harava magid. The Iker Din was, the Takana is, don't rely on the Safik. That's the Din. The Din is, don't rely on regular rules. Im Kain, Mehai Taima, Havilan Lamechash, Af Balo Chazinan. And that's the Havamin in our Mishnah. You would have thought that you have to be Choshesh. V'yaha Masik, Bemas Nisan, Diafilu Hachi, Loechimiru Yoser Midai. The Im Kain, Ein Lodavar Sof. Then there would be no end. Ein Lodavar Sof. So that's why it has a higher standard, but don't think it's, you know, beyond Ein Lodavar Sof, because then you would never be able to check. And you checked? Oh, no, you didn't check. You'll never, that's, there's a takana that you have to check, but then the, once you check, then you're able to rely on the status that you have achieved. Okay. So that's the, important point. Again, Amagin Mishnah, the Pnei Yeshua here quotes on Daf Tes, that comes up. Good. So now the Gemara gets into the language of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah spoke about, you don't have to check. Mimbayas labayas mimakom lamakom. Because if that's true, then what about chatzar lachatzar mei leir in ladavar sof? So Gemara says in choshev chulu. Amar Rav Yonah hachin surcha masnisa. Shouldn't the Mishnah have said the opposite order? The opposite order. The Mishnah goes from smaller, let's say from less of a more of a chash to less of a chash. You don't have to worry that the chulda, you know, went from house to house, or from place to place. That's like from your house to the chatzer, or from chatzer to chatzer, from somebody else's chatzer, right, to somebody else, and then from city to city. So, ask the Gemara, isn't that kind of like kosher cane? Once you say the first line, all the others are like even far-fetched cases. And of course, that's the Gemara's question. Me'ir le'ir, mi'chatzer le'chatzer, mi'makam le'makam, mi'bayis le'bayis. Shouldn't it say that order? Right? Meaning, im choshish at me'ir le'ir, right? If you are choshesh from city to city, right? Such a far movement that you think the chulta might have gone, at choshesh b'chatzar l'chatzar, then surely you should be choshesh from chatzar l'chatzar, which is a closer chash. Im choshesh at mechatzar l'chatzar, if you're worried about chatzar l'chatzar, choshesh at mat mimakam l'makam. So surely within the same chatzar, you should be, nervous. Mimakam l'makam. And im choshesh at mimakam l'makam, but if you're nervous about within the same chatzar, at choshesh b'chatzar l'chatzar, in the same house. So shouldn't the Mishnah's, examples give to be the opposite order? Should be if you're choshesh for A, then surely, right, you shouldn't have that cases of me'ir le'ir by the end of the, of course, it keeps getting bigger. So the Gemara says, no, you have to flip how you read the Mishnah. Even like the language of our Mishnah, it still could be explained. It's not about, if you are choshesh, it's you're not choshesh. Right, it's not if you are, if you're not. The Mishnah said, "Ein choshishen shema gira chulda mi bayis labayis umi makom lamakom im kain mi chatzar lachatzar miir leir ein ladavar sof." Meaning, how we have it in the Mishnah, but how do you understand it? Shemi bayis labayis iata choshesh. If you're not choshesh within, you're not even choshesh where there is a close chance. Lo koshikim mi makom lamakom. So surely you're not choshesh for a further chance. Imi makom lamakom yata choshesh, and if you're not choshesh for a further chance, yet lo kol shekei b'chatzar l'chatzar, surely from a much farther chance, from two different yards, you're not choshesh. And b'chatzar l'chatzar yata choshesh, lo kol shekei me'ir le'ir. Right? The point is, if you're not choshesh for this, so then kol shekei, you're not choshesh for the others, me'ir le'ir. That's how you read the Mishnah, and you don't have to change the girsa of the Mishnah. Period. And what if the last line of the Mishnah said, ein lo davar sof? So says the Gemara, Yecholin hein kol Yisrael livdok chametzon ba'achas. Right? Is it possible to every Jew will be doing bedikas chametz at the same time? No, it's not true. Some do it at the beginning. It was supposed to do it at the beginning of the night, but you know, some have to leave. Some are going away for yontif, so they'll do it before they leave. And some are in the middle of a regular learning seder. We'll have to see. And then maybe they're going to do it a little later. So ein l'davar sof, you can't. Nothing will be able to be done at the exact same time, and therefore. This is the halacha. Even if Jews would do it, even if you one would do it, yeah, just to keep in mind, we paskin efshar to be so exact, the same, right? Even if you want to say, oh, Jews would all do it at the early moment, it would still never be at the exact same moment. People daven mechamayrev at the different times. You know, say everybody's going to do it at the exact same time. It won't. Some people do hachanis beforehand and say preparatory acts. So again, in as close as you could get it, we know the principle on the sugyas that we've spoken about E.F. Charlotte Samsem, right? Remember the sugyas in, Bechoros, and also discussed by the Minchas Chena. What I'll discuss is, if you remember, the Isser, in Parsha Kisisa, you have the Isser of Mitzvah Kuv Zayin and Mitzvah Kuv Ches. The Mitzvah Kuv Zayin is not to, the Isser of making the special anointing oil in the, of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, making the exact same, mixture. La'asos. Well, there's a mitzvah to make. I'm sorry. There's a mitzvah to, Kuv Zayin is a mitzvah to make it. La'asos Shem and Mishkan, La'inyin Shesif Satar La'asos. So, that's the mitzvah. And to make it in the exact same ingredients they use for the, kalim and use for the, melachim. And then the Kuv Ches is the Isser of Izar smearing the Shem and Mishra. And Kuv Tes is the Isser of making it. Shelo la'asos b'maskunta Shem and Mishra. Not allowed to make it. Indian mitzvah, Shemi olam lo nasa mimenu as osu sha'asa Moshe b'midbar, v'amru shenis nasa bo. Nope, you never needed it. The oil never ran out. That was one of the nisim. The oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made never ran out, and he never, there's an isser to, the isser to make it. Isser to make it. Says the Minchas Chinuch here, mitzvah kuftes, l'choretz arachien. Inema da'api de'adam yefshel etzamsem. If you say, like the principle, right, where's the, etzamsem yefshel etzamsem come up? That comes up in Bechoros, where is it possible for two babies, animals, to come out at the exact same time? That they'll both be Bechoros. Is it possible to be so exact? Or one's for sure gonna come out a second before the other one? So, where it talks about, is there a possibility of mamish simultaneity in life? Is that possible? So, and simultaneity not just in time, but also with tzamtzem, here the Minchas Chinuch is expressing it in terms of quantity. Not just the same time, but the exactness in terms of, let's say, creating a mixture, right? You have to use a tablespoon of this and a teaspoon of that. Some people do it a little heaping, so exact, and it's, so says the Minchas Chinuch. If you hold EF Shah, it's never possible to be so exact, im kain, you'll never violate this Aveira. This Aveira will never be violated, because it has to be exactly the right ingredients in the Shemana Mishka. How can you be so exact? Right? Kivan de trichem lios ha'i karen bimishkalaze, below tosefas or below giron, imke kishem et samsim, kimishkalo, ukimidaso, ikashtes far as liftar. Dilmashakal yo serapater, or dilmashakal pachos, vigamkin pater. Right? Maybe it's a drop more, maybe it's a drop less. Vonishra el sara achas lachiv, dilma kivan, kivin betimsum, hech chiv chatas o malkus. There's gonna be a machai of a punishment based on maybe. Right, maybe you wasn't same. As far as I tell us, become makomos. So, how do you? When would you? Besides the fact that you'll never need this shemen. So, ef shalat samsem according to that daya says the Minchas Chinuch, lonin natar l'malachei hasharis. Right, when it comes to mitzvahs and averos, we say ef shalat samsem. We do the best we can. Right, is it a kezayis amatza? What is it? If you say it's a kezayis amatza, it's a kezayis. Bemis lo kasha. Daha gam al asiya kasha. Del mahosif ogara. Moshe Rabbeinu. Af tef shalom bar daya ide nes. To kamenis amayib shem anemish. Kavi kamakom ha Torah lo tismok ba mitzvah sal anes. Right? Rak, nes ze, merumas batorah. De kulo kayim la salavo. The only nes about the shem anemish that it says is that the shem anemish will always be around. It never got less. But it doesn't say anything about the nes in its creation. Right? Moshe, biderek nes made it exact. Doesn't say that. Ach be'emes kivelo nitna Torah l'malachei hashareis imkein kol makom shetzivsa haTorah la'asos b'mida u'b'mishkal hakol l'fidas ben adam l'fisichlo im etzamtzem kasher hein l'inyan mitzvah hein l'inyan chiyuv. If the Torah says a mitzvah is on a virus, then we trust those shiurim. You know, if somebody eats a kezayis of this, he's going to get malchus. Oh, we assume that he ate a kezayis of this, and if the edim say that it was a kezayis. Right, so therefore, they use that principle of lonin natar l'malachei hasharis when it comes to mitzvahs, when it comes to averus. So even if we would be able to have gotten all the Jews to do the bedika all at the exact same time, okay, maybe we would say, okay, that's at the exact same time, efshal etzamsem, and there's a davar sof. But, you know, you're not gonna get Jews to do it all at the same time anyway. So, ein lo davar sof, and therefore, you don't have to be choshesh for those levels of bedika. Period. Says the Mishnah. Lacha gemar, b'yuda omer. Botkin, Arla Basar, Ubar Basar, Bishachris, Ubishas Abir. Rabbi Yehuda says, three bedikas, right? The Havamina, and it's the Maskana of the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Yehuda requires three bedikas chametz, right? If you look in the Bavli seems like that's a mahavamina. But a maskana is this just means if you didn't, then these are the next times to do it. But as we'll see in the Yerushalmi and the Havamina of the Bavli, he says three times. He checked the night before Pesach and the morning of the 14th and later on by the sixth hour, right? Three bedikas, shasabir. V'chachavim omrim? No, im, two, double machlokas. Number one, there's an im, meaning one bedika, not three. And number two, when do you continue? Imlo badek ala basar yivdok bar basar. Imlo badek bar basar yivdok besoch hamoed. Okay, machlokas Rashi tells us what that means. But let's say besoch hamoed means, like the Korban Eid here says, besoch ha-pesach. Right? You keep checking, even on Pesach. Pesach is chametz to eat, chametz is asur banah. So Rabbi Yehuda sounds like you do all your bedikas before Pesach. And so that's one machlokas. The second machlokas is the chametz, you can even do it on Pesach, but you only have to do one. And even after Pesach, you have to check because of the isser of chametz shavar alav haPesach. Umashu meshayer, and whenever you do a bedika, whatever you found that you're going to keep to burn or keep to eat, yanechena b'tzina. Make sure you put that in a safe spot. That you wouldn't have to do another bedika if you put away your chametz and then your chametz is not there on the next day. Period. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amir Rabbi Yochanan. Three psukim of lo yira, and therefore those are the three times that one has to do. Right, it's in Shmos and in Dvarim. Right, so three different times where it says lo yira l'chasor, soor, leavening agent shall not be seen by you, and therefore it is three bedikas for Rabbi Yehuda. At this stage, well, let's continue for a second. V'aksif tashmiz sar mibateichem. Isn't there a fourth one? It says, remove chametz, remove sar from your house. So it should be four. Ba'asehu. No, that's a Mrs. Asay. The bedikas come from the los asays, right? Which sounds like bedikas are to prevent the los asays, like a smach to that first Rashi in the Masechta. Right? Bedikas shalo lavar b'val yorah b'yamatzei. Right? So what's this? What do you mean it's an asay? It's a little pasuk about chametz. It says it could be that bedikah is about the prevention of those isurim, and that's why that's the makar. Rabbi David is one of the classic Rishonim on Pesach. Rabbi David here, where this mission appears in the Yud, says, even in the beginning, is this a real din daraisa according to Rabbi Yehuda? Sounds like a din daraisa. Sounds like a din daraisa, he says. Shabedika himena Torah kishein mavatel. If you didn't do bittel, then he has a chiyuv to do three bedikas. Elo sharot zelavara yidei ma'isa. If you decide, I want to be mevara yidei ma'isa. Shetzorach who lived up b'chol makach shabakrisun lachames v'yafal b'shein yaduolo. The kasalka daitach hashda shelodivrei Reb Yehuda ena bedik yivdok shlosha pamim. Like you have to, it's like a chazaka. You have to create it. Right again, this relates to that Magen Mishnah now. You checked once. Check three times. Right, there's a certain standard, right? It was niskanala safek. That Magen Mishnah is going to come up often, right? That the, and therefore you might have to check three times. V'samech le'akrat ha'katsinin shalosh hashpasos. U'miyu, af la'achar she'yevatel, she'ne b'dika el midivreya, mash b'dubay Rabbi Yehuda shalosh b'dika. Sounds like even Rabbi Yehuda, if you did bittel, maybe Rabbi Yehuda, this is the din d'rabanan. Three b'dikas. She'takanes chachamim b'dika, la'asos osal la'achra bittel, kamo below bittel. That's the takana. Even if you did bittel, three bedikas. That's the havamina right here. And he says, "O efshar shakol midifrayim v'kras smachta b'yalma." It could be the whole thing is a derabana, not smachta, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But that's his discussion. That's his discussion here. So Gemara says, "Oh, you have another pasuk of tashmisu." No, that's an asay. V'ox if shivas yamim sar lo yimatzei bevateichem. What about lo yimatzei? So you have three lo yiras. What about lo yimatzei? Isn't that a fourth? Amar Reb Yosa mikiva chazet sarach lazev. Is that sarach lazev? Kamisha kulan echad. No, since these psukim work together to be megala on the halacha, that's why you don't count it as a fourth. You say, Bali Rabbi Yimatzei go together. Yes, last time we said the Kesev Mishnah, the Minchas Chinuch, maybe there are nafkaminas between Bali Rabbi Yimatzei, but says the Gemara here, because they need each other to be megala on each other, we'll explain that in a minute, that's why they're not counted as a separate one. So for example, Lo Yira Lecha. The Pasuk says, Lo Yira Lecha. You shouldn't have chametzin. Hayiti Omer, I would have said with just that pasuk, hifkidat slo yehi mutter. If a guy gave a Jew chametz to watch, that would be okay. Because it's lo yira lacha, yours. Right? But somebody else's chametz is not a problem in your house. Tamalomer lo yibatzei bevatechem. That pasuk doesn't have a lacha. It just says, shall not be found in your home. And therefore, it is not a heter. Remember, Batechem we had with the Kusim, and they darshan Batechem and not Chatzer. Okay, Eloi Masim Vatechem, and if you only had that pasuk, Hayiti Omer Yichelo Baisei Asar. It can't be found in your house. I would have thought that even if a guy asks you to watch his chabes and you say, yeah, put it in the garage, that's your place, I'm not going there, Yichelo Baisei, I would have thought that's also Asar, right? But that's Butter, right? So Lomar, Lo Yireh Lecha. Right, this is your haketzad, meaning what's the, how do you put the two psukim together? Hifkid etzlo, if the guy gave a Jew chabetz and he was mafkid, and the Jew is responsible on a certain level. There was kabbalas achrayas for the guy's chametz, asur, so then, that's by Rabbi Matze. We'll have to see. There's machlokas we've shown him. What level of shmira is needed for somebody to violate by Rabbi Matze? Three sheet is going to be shown. You name everyone. Shamar Chidim, Shamar Sachar, Shoel, right? What level is considered by Rabbi Yatze? Yichi lo bayis mutter. But if the Jew said, yeah, put it into that house, which I'm not going to use, and that's your space, then it would be mutter. Okay. Says the Gemara. Michlava shitasi Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda's shita work? Why the Tani? We just learned in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says three times. Rabbi Yehuda omer botkin or lar basar. Ubar basar shachris. Ubishas habir. Right? The three times. But the Chachamim say you go all the way until Yantif. If you didn't check before Yantif, you don't check, you keep checking. But Rabbi Yehuda sounds like you do all three of them before. So 1 second, says the Gemara. Tzorach livdok shlosha pa'amim. He says three bedikas all before Yantif. Isn't there a kal v'chomer? Ma im b'shar shalo igiyas lam bi'uro. If it's not even the time where the Isra of Chametz has already kicked in. At omer tzorach livdok shlosha pa'amim. Even there you have chshashos and you have a chiyav bedika. B'shar shigiyas lam bi'uro lo kal shekein. So surely if the time for bi'ur has come, surely you should have to. It's more chamur. It's a more stringent time period. And therefore, says the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda requires three bedikas before Yantif, shouldn't he obviously require three bedikas on Yantif? Right? In the again, if you wonder what bedikah is about, you might say, yeah, you check before it to make sure there's nothing left by the time the Yisr comes. But here the Gemara is saying, if it's the machayev of the Zman, in terms of the chumra nature of chametz, then maybe, you know, even when it's Asr, really you should have to act demonstratively to show how you think about chametz. We're going to get to this idea of, when we get to this, in the beginning of the second parak, we talk about Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, how to destroy chametz. Right? How to destroy chametz. Right? So, machlokas chachamim say, ein bir chametz far vizor al ruach hamat al ayam. You could just crumble it up, throw it to the air, and just get rid of it in any way. And Rabbi Yehuda says, ein bir chametz al b'sreifa. You have to burn it. You have to burn it, learn that from Nosar, you have to burn it. But, there are some formulations that talk about, to act demonstratively, actively against the chametz. That's part of the kiyum. Right? Like the Minchas Chinuch's famous chakira, going out of Limir, famous. It's the most famous chakira in Masechet Pesachim, about tashbisu. Is tashbisu active, passive? Do I have a chiv to destroy chametz or just to make sure chametz is not around in my house? Nafkamina, what if I have no chametz? Do I have a chiv to buy chametz before Pesach and then destroy it? Right? Or just as long as chametz is not in my house, do I have to actively show demonstratively that I'm not interested in chametz and destroying it? Or just to make sure it's not in your house? That might be the sreifa versus, so here too, it could be, maybe this is part of the Havamina, that if Rabbi Yehuda says you have to search and destroy before Pesach, then on Pesach, where chametz is really the enemy, right? Search and destroy. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Lo tzurcha dola, im lo badak batoch amod yivdach lach ramod. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. He doesn't say it, but if you didn't do bedika on Yantif, you do it. His only machlokas is after Yantif. Yivdog la'achar amoid. Meaning, he says, since chametz after Yantif is only going to be asur ba'achila, it's not going to be asur ba'na ba'ir Rabbi Yimatze, as we'll get to, daraisa d'rabanan. Therefore, he says you don't have to check after, you rely on regular levels of chazaka, you don't have to check after Yantif. That's enough machlokas between him and the chachamim, but he does check, you say you have to check on Yantif. Good. Next line. The Mishnah ends off by saying, whatever chametz you have left, just, you know, leave it over so you don't lose it. So what should you do? Kofe alav kli. Right? Put some bowl under it so there's no questions where it is. Right, put it in a bag and tie it up. What happens if you put a bowl over the chametz and the next morning you go and it's not there? You're allowed to assume that a human being took it. Because we assume that animals wouldn't be able to lift up the bowl and go and take it and go out. So you don't have to be worried. If you put it in a very safe place and it's not there, you can assume that somebody took it and disposed of it. and dispose of it. But lo kafalav kli v'lo mitzo. What if you just left it in an open, exposed area, and then the next day it's not there? Then you have a problem. But how big of a problem is the Gemara's question? Oso habayis sar bedika? Do you have to just check that house where it was? Right? Oh, shar kolabatim. Skip the word. You tzricha bedika. Right? Or do you have to check all the houses? Meaning, how far do you have to assume that, this happened? And again, is this just a practical question of how far do you think the animal might have dragged it? Or do you say that once you don't have the chametz, then there's a higher standard that you've lost cheskaso baduk. And once you've lost that, even if in other cases you'd say you could rely on the chazaka here, but not for chametz. Another chumra of chametz, right? Like we said, chumra of chametz of aser b'mashehu and chiyah b'dika and all the other chumras that we have, isra achila, isra anah, isra b'al rabbi yimatzeh, right? So this is a question. If you don't find it in the morning, how far do you have to go? That house or all houses? So we'll have to be'ez Hashem check out this brisa next time when we start. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkaya.